Hey, make sure you check out this On the World of Investments, all the different types of investments out there, and a little nutshell. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So we're going to start doing some more videos answering your questions. And one of the questions we get a ton is, how do I begin investing? Now, I will say, as I always do, I am not a professional financial or investment advisor, and you should always seek out the advice and counsel of financial investment and various asset specialists before making any decisions on what and when to invest in anything. With this video, I just want to give you a brief overview. This is not all-encompassing, all right? About some different methods people use to invest. I'm not endorsing anything in this video in any way. By watching and listening to this video and the content here, you take 100% of the risk and responsibility for doing your own due diligence with everything that I share. If you can't do that, then stop watching this video right now and go somewhere else. It's cool. I don't mind. Now, with that out of the way, let's begin. There are a ton of different strategies people use to try to increase their wealth. While different experts and people all over offer different financial suggestions and strategies, one common theme that I found is the importance of diversifying your investments or your assets. What does it mean to diversify? Well, think of it as expanding your options and having a variety of investments. If one sticks and grows, that's great. And if one doesn't work out, it's usually okay because you didn't have all your eggs in one basket and have money elsewhere. I like to think of this as like a rim. Think of it as like a tire, like spokes, all those spokes that hold up the rim. If one falls, you're okay. If all of them fall, you're screwed, right? But that doesn't usually happen if you diversify. You have all these spokes holding up your rim and your tires so you can keep rolling down the road. So if you miss one, you're usually okay. Think of diversifying kind of the same way there. Now, there are a lot of different investment strategies people from all walks of life use and promote. Traditional investments are when money is put away into well-known assets. Some traditional investment strategies include investing in the stock market, bonds, real estate, and cash. So let's dive into some of these, and I'll share some of the non-traditional methods as well. Investing in the stock market will give you a share in that company. For example, if you purchase a stock in Amazon, you will own a piece of that company. You will profit when that company is profitable and thrives, but if things go downhill, you're going to lose your money or value. And if that stock tanks, you could lose everything. That is a real risk you have to take with stocks. Then there's real estate. Some people opt to purchase rental properties as a way to hold the value of their money while bringing in residual income. Think of it as kind of like dividends, right? While others make calculated decisions about the residency they purchase and live in, hoping the property will appreciate in value. Additionally, there's commercial real estate, which are larger units ranging from 4 apartment units to much larger buildings. Bonds are defined as an instrument of indebtedness of a bond issuer and are typically municipal or corporate. Bonds are typically considered a lower risk investment, although the return is usually quite low when compared to other options. And then there's good old cash, which is awesome, right? Yeah, maybe not so much. Anyways, it's always good to have some on hand. While it's not recommended to have too much just sitting around without earning interest, it's important to have at least some accessible to you should you need it. Now, some non-traditional investments people have used to gain wealth include cryptocurrency, peer-to-peer lending, buying assets like gold and silver, starting a business, and equity crowdfunding. Some people these days are choosing to invest some of their money into cryptocurrency, a digital currency that utilizes the blockchain for privacy and security. Cryptocurrency is still very new and is typically very, very volatile. But by investing early on, many people hope that they're going to return healthy profits in the long run. Peer-to-peer lending describes the process of lending money out to people and charging interest, similar to how banks do. Then there's things like gold and silver that probably every investor has considered at one point or another, since it's not only rare and provides inherent value, but it's also practical and provides use in various technologies. If the economy of one of these countries crumbles, for example, gold can be taken elsewhere and typically holds its value everywhere else. Another non-traditional investment strategy is to start a business. That's right, invest in yourself, in your own skill sets. That can pay off tremendously. Now that we've gone over some of the different strategies, there are two terms I want to go over with you that are important in the world of investments: ROI. It's a term that appears often and refers to return on investment. This phrase is used when describing the monetary value of an investment. Did you make money from your investment or not? What percentage did your investment increase or decrease? That is what ROI is. It can be calculated by taking the net profit and dividing it by the cost of the effort. And then you got ROO, or return on objective. It's another term used to measure specific objectives. Well, that's kind of a lot in a short little area. I didn't really dig deep on any of this stuff, but I just kind of told you a little bit about the things that are out there. So this is, again, just kind of like a little brief overview of the world of investments and different opportunities and strategies that are, you know, out there for you. Should you like any of these things, always make sure that you talk with a professional financial advisor before you ever dive into any of these strategies, all right? And let me know what else you want me to cover. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. God bless you. Love you.